Hi, James Tao with a look at the day's market action. And Thursday was certainly a much different story to what we've seen in previous days. The Aussie market rebounding from some recent losses and following a resurgence on global markets in response to the UK Central Bank, the Bank of England's action plan to help support or stabilise financial markets and the UK currency as well. So today we saw the ASX 200 adding about 93 points or 1.5% to close at 6,555 points. It was the best day in about 3 weeks. At one stage, though, we were up closer to the 2% mark, but we did see our market falter a little bit. Basically, US and also European futures slightly weaker for the upcoming session. So today's rally still a broad-based rally. We saw all sectors improving. The standout sectors and leading improvements were commodity-based, so energy and materials. We had our commodity prices lifting last night. Oil prices up around 4.5%. Some of the more defensive-minded sectors, the likes of the utilities and also consumer staples, saw some of the more modest improvements on the market. If we have a look at who the biggest winner was on the ASX 200, it was the retail group Premier Investments, the company jumping close to 15%. And of course, it's the company which is behind retail brands such as JJ's, Portman's, Smiggle, Peter Alexander, just to name a few. It came out with some profit results for the past financial year, and it did see profit and also revenue rise on the period before. The company did also announce that it will be paying a special dividend, 25 cents per share, to eligible shareholders as well. And some further good news for the company is sales for the first 7 weeks of the current financial year, far stronger than what it was 12 months ago. So that's on a global scale. So that has really helped push Premier Investment shares higher today. The worst on our market was Iress. It's a financial software firm. The stock slumping around 17%, basically coming out with a profit downgrade. So it was previously expecting its full year profit to come into around $177 to $183 million. It's downgraded it to about $166 to $170 million. And that's really due to the timing in relation to some of its new sales being converted. So that has impacted its share price today. The Aussie dollar is also in the red. It's fallen close to 1% and buys about 64.5 US cents.